comes in the game after being out, just relaxing, hopefully that he doesn't have to get in the game, and oh yeah, he comes in. Yeah, I'm just gonna throw for 379 yards. You are like fine wine. You know why? You get better with age, man. Hashtag better with age.
It's the future!
Down and distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Yep, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen, here on Down and Distance on WGNRadio.com. Your boy, Jared Payton. Follow me on Twitter at PaytonSun, PaytonSun. It's that time of the week. Yep, get your helmets on, put your mouthpiece in, buckle that chin strap. It's time for Ball So Hard. So guess what? It's time for the Hit Squad, baby. Let's go.
Hit Squad is in the house!
Yeah, it's party time!
All right now, baby, all right. 60 Minutes falls out!
Sizzle. Ball So Hard University.
Ball So Hard since we have. Sony right that we be fair.
Talk to me when they put the pads on.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's when it all counts.
Ball So Hard since we have. Sony right that we be fair.
Don't talk about when you're just out here running around in shorts. Everybody looks good in shorts.
Ball So Hard since we have. Sony right that we be fair.
If you can't look good in shorts, you shouldn't be on the field.
Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Raise up Bear Claw Stinger. Ready?
Okay, normally here on Down and Distance, we always stay, like, you know, beneath the surface. But we're going to elevate it just a little bit this week and go up to some big-name guys that balled so hard. Let's start with college football. So we got to start with a game that I watched, and I watched this young man ball out from Oklahoma, Sterling Shepard. I mean, him and Baker Mayfield were just on point. I mean, you watch him play, and he dominated that Baylor game. I mean, dominated. 14 receptions, 177 yards, and two TDs. And that one where he just, like, got it over the pylon after catching it was just so sweet. I put it on Vine so I could watch it over and over again. So if you've never seen it, go to my Twitter account. Scroll through, you know, the media part. You'll find it. It's in there. Sweetness. You got to love that. J.U. Chesson from Michigan. Balled out. 10 receptions. 207 yards. Oh, yeah. And let's add in 4 touchdowns. J.U., I see you. Ball so hard. You got to love that. I mean, Michigan, to watch where this team is going to be headed with Jim Harbaugh in the future is just going to be ridiculous because once he starts to really recruit, watch out, okay? Just watch out. And a ball so hard wouldn't be right without mentioning somebody from Alabama, right? So you got to give credit to the man, Derrick Henry, the running back. Beast mode, big time, 22 carries. When they needed those 22 carries, 204 yards, 2 tutties. You got to love that. The kid is fun to watch for a big guy, to watch him and have the speed to break away once he gets to that second level. Derrick Henry, man, you got to love it. Now I think most football fans, college and pro, are just thinking about, can he do the same thing at the next level? Question mark? I don't know, but right now while he's in the college ranks, I'm just going to enjoy watching him every single weekend. And Deshaun Watson, quarterback from Clemson, you got to love because they're number one right now. He gets a ball so hard, his team's number one. He's a big part of that. 360 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. And then, oh yeah, let's just add in another 105 yards on the ground, 1 rushing touchdown. I mean, the guy balled out, so you gotta love those big-time names, big-time players making big-time plays in college football, so they get the ball so hard there. Now, let's flip the script a little bit. Let's go to the pro ranks. You got to give love to Ben Roethlisberger, who comes in the game after being out just relaxing. Hopefully that he doesn't have to get in the game. And, oh, yeah, he comes in against Cleveland and is like, yeah, I'm just going to throw for 379 yards. Complete 22 of 32 attempts. His longest was 64. 3 tutties. One interception, but it's all good. He gets a ball so hard. Oh, and in that loss, I got to give some love, though, just a little bit to my man, Johnny Football. Even in the loss, they only scored 9 points. I get that. But he had 372 yards, completed 33 of 45. His longest was 61. One tutty, he had that interception. Carson Palmer, ball so hard. You were like fine wine, Carson Palmer. You know why? You get better with age, man. Hashtag better with age. Ball so hard in what Arizona is doing. Dominant, man. Love what they did. I mean, he did work on Seattle's defense. 363 yards, 29 completions, 40 attempts, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. You got to love that for that dude. Now, running backs. AP, Adrian Peterson. Some call him the Purple Jesus. Man, against Oakland, did work. 203 on the ground, 26 rushes, average 7.8, 1 tutty. His longest, oh man, 80. He still got the burners. He still got him. LeSean McCoy, shout out to him, ball so hard. 112 yards, 19 attempts, average 5.9. No TDs, but it's all good, though. As long as it was 16, you got to give him credit there. Let's just go to the receivers, right? I mean, the receivers getting a lot of love. It's kind of ridiculous that you got 2 Pittsburgh receivers just going off, right? I mean, Antonio Brown, he had 139 yards in the air catching. Are you kidding me? 10 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Martavius Bryant, his co-host. Oh yeah, 178 yards, 6 receptions, 1 touchdown. You gotta love that. Gotta love that. Matt Jones from Washington getting it in. You love it. And that win, they destroyed New Orleans. He had 131. 3 receptions, so, you know, screen pass, doing what he does, but you still got to love that, getting it in. And shouts out to Michael Floyd, getting some nice love there. 113, 7 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Gronk getting in on it, too. He gets the ball so hard, 113, 5 receptions, 1 touchdown. Jeremy Langford gets a little ball so hard. Yep, Chi-Town Love, 109 through the air. Yeah, getting it. And then 7 receptions for Langford. That long touchdown on that screen. You got to love that. So everybody getting some balls so hard. That's how we do it here on WGNRadio.com. Down and Distance, D-A-D, Jared Payton with you. Follow me on Twitter at PaytonSun, PaytonSun. And we'll be back next week with more nominations for Ball So Hard. And at the end of the year, we're going to give out the Ball So Hard. It would be like its own award show. You like that? Keep it locked here always. We convert here on Down and Distance, WGNRadio.com. Jared Payton, Ball So Hard. Peace out.